Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like you're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Exodus 20, Luke 23, Job 38, and 2 Corinthians 8. And I'm just going to come out and say it. God wants more from us than simply understanding. He wants reverence and obedience. In yesterday's reading in Exodus, the stage is set for what we encounter today with the giving of the Ten Commandments. But more than that, yesterday God, who had led the people with fire and clouds, made it clear that there are some boundaries. Note, God set boundaries with those he cares for. You can too. He really laid it on thick here about the need for consecration and created barriers between the holy dwelling of God atop the mountain as he descended and the land where they were to stay. He told them to ready themselves for that third day. Come on, somebody. We should know that God loves to make a scene on the third day. But then the day came and it wasn't flowers and rainbows, y'all. It was thunder, lightning, dark clouds, and loud trumpets. Like the whole camp trembled as God descended on the mountain in fire. Trumpets grew louder and God is speaking in the thunder. He is a voice in the storm. And God has made it clear that he is altogether different, holy and awesome. Like, that word awesome is interesting and has actually lost its power. When it was first used, if something was awesome, it really meant that it would cause awe. Like, meaning you would stop in your tracks and be in awe, mouth open and incredulous about the majesty of upon which you gaze. Come on, God showed the people how awesome he is. And the right response was fear. But we see Job and soon his friends in today's reading wish, right, that they had a mediator standing between them and God at this point. As God once again speaks through a storm, my text said a whirlwind. But God doesn't sound super pleased, right? While he doesn't explicitly say he's angry at Job, he does lay into him about questioning him. I mean, and you'll read that even into tomorrow's reading. He just goes in. And he basically says in verse 2 through 4, he says, Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you, and you make it known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? And then he just keeps going. Where were you? Did you see this? Did you do that? Like, real talk questioning. And we will see soon that Job is humbled. And he chooses silence in response. Why? Because Job understands something that too many of us, even in the church, have forgotten. Fear of the Lord. We discussed this on day 58's episode, where there is this healthy fear of God. Sin has a hard time ruling the day. Evil does not find a home, and wisdom ultimately prevails. The fear of the Lord even reminds us of our need for a mediator. Like, the people wanted nothing to do with going up with that mountain. They're like, yeah, forget that God set these boundaries. Like, I ain't trying to go up there. You know, it humbles us. That fear of the Lord humbles us to remember that this is God, that we have now the privilege to come before him in prayer. He didn't only speak the foundation of earth into existence, but in a blink, he decimated evildoers. He washed away lands and peoples, not as a heartless act, but as a God who is not to be trifled with as he dispenses justice the way he chooses. In Exodus, they do not dare to go near or break any of those limits, but they plead for Moses to be their go-between, their mediator. Don't you see? Y'all, on the third day, the mediator climbed the perilous mountain on behalf of the people. Jesus is the better Moses. And on the third day, he rose from the grave to be our ultimate mediator now and forevermore in our way to the Father. So with a healthy fear of the Lord, with healthy humbling, humility, and trembling, let us thank God the Father today for Jesus and recognize that God the Father in heaven is so awesome, and truly revere him today as we choose to obey. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that you are the awe-inspiring creator of all. You are the one to be feared. You are the one who holds our souls and our futures and our presence and our past and all of time and all of existence in the palm of your hand. And you say, trust and obey. We're here for it, God. We're here for you. Teach us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, y'all head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment over there. Let me know some feedback from the podcast. Hey, real quick rebuke note. If you're somebody who's been listening to all the episodes, I'm so glad that you have. I noticed there's one episode that suddenly got way less than every other episode as far as listens. It was the one about Jesus seeing the treasury. Listen, I'm not trying to take your money. I'm not after any of your money. You don't need to give. I don't really ever ask people to give to the ministry. But you better believe that God wants you to be letting go of the wealth that he's given you. If you see, like, now y'all giving me I'm doing a little bonus message here. If you don't believe me, if you don't recall, go back and read all of the chapters of today's reading. We'll talk about it later. But like, Paul goes in 2 Corinthians on, you know, what people with abundance should do with it. So I just wanted to throw that in there as a little bonus thing. So read 2 Corinthians and then go back and listen to the Jesus Sees the Treasury episode if you didn't already. Anyways, I'm getting out of here, y'all. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you rate the podcast. Now, after that, everybody's going to like rate it low. Whatever. Subscribe, rate, share, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.